His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio, taking a look at the COVID-19 numbers for our tri-state region over the weekend. In Connecticut, in northwest Connecticut, as a matter of fact, Falls Village, 0, Cornwall, 3, Kent, 7, New Milford, 213, Norfolk, 7, North Canaan, 4, Salisbury, 8, and Sharon, 15. In Dutchess County, active cases as of Sunday, Amenia, 12, Clinton, 18, Dover, 41, Milan, 11, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and the town of Northeast, less than 5, Pauling, 29, Pauling Village, 12, pending address confirmation, 238, Pine Plains, 11, Red Hook, 27, Red Hook Village, less than 5, Rhinebeck, 45, Rhinebeck Village, 11, Stanford, 14, Tivoli Village, less than 5, and Washington, 10. Connecticut is participating in a consortium of 7 northeastern states to purchase coronavirus tests, personal protective equipment, ventilators, and other medical equipment. The governors of all the states via video conference on Sunday announced the regional purchasing cooperative, including Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Lamont said smaller Connecticut will benefit from the purchasing power of the much larger New York. He also said participating states will also be able to collaborate on the production of crucial supplies such as pharmaceutical drugs and PPE. Politically, there's no fundraising events, no meet-the-door candidates night, no debates, no door-to-door campaigning. A story from the Republican-American candidates for the 5th Congressional District are staying home because of the COVID-19 pandemic, even with only weeks to go until party conventions. Incumbent Johanna Hayes of Wolcott is running unopposed on the Democratic ticket. She faces a smaller field of Republicans after Waterbury Republican Ruben Rodriguez announced on Facebook that he's dropping out of his bid for the Republican nomination, and Robert Hyde of Simsbury posted on his personal Facebook page last week that he's ending his bid. That leaves for the Republicans retired federal prosecutor David X. Sullivan of New Fairfield and Ryan Meehan of Litchfield. Well, if you were anywhere near there was a vacation spot yesterday, you knew that the crowds were huge this weekend. We know that going up Mount Riga, there was just a ton of traffic this week. The Appalachian Trail also in Kent. Warm weather drew visitors to the Kent area on Saturday and Sunday. Even though the Kent Falls State Park has been closed since April 6th and the parking area gated and closed, numerous cones and piles of dirt to block people from parking their cars along Route 7. But this weekend, a line of cars were packed and people were walking across the street to head into the park. Further south in the town, known as Bull Ridge Recreation Area, also was enclosed for over a month. Residents said that there would be an increased police presence, but no parking signs were installed. Police were assured that law enforcement action would be taken, but on Sunday afternoon, multiple cars were seen parked along Route 7 south of the bridge and along Scaticoke Road, which is a narrow dirt road west of the recreation area. The Appalachian Trail access is at the recreation area, and volunteers from the Appalachian Trail Conservancy and Regional Task Force have been reminding visitors to comply with the governor's executive orders to maintain social distancing. Over the weekend, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont set a partial reopening date for May 20th for the state of Connecticut, but that fate of schools remained undecided. As of Friday, New York decided not to reopen schools for the remainder of the academic year, which means students won't return to their classrooms until the fall. The decision to open real schools in Connecticut is in limbo. The Connecticut Education Association says even if schools were to reopen, many things would have to change. Social distancing would be difficult. Getting kids to school would also be a challenge. Then there's questions like if children should wear masks, what would happen if a child has symptoms, and more would be needed to be addressed before the students in Connecticut went back to school. Now, after the governor in New York ordered New York schools closed for the remainder of the scholastic year, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association announced subsequent cancellation of its spring sports season. With school closed, there can be no extracurricular activities. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has ordered all citizens to wear masks or facial coverings in public if they can't socially distance. The executive order signed by Baker Friday put added weight behind what had only been a recommendation from his administration up till now. It also gives businesses the authority to deny someone service if they don't wear a mask. The order does not apply to children under 2 or anyone who cannot wear a mask because of medical conditions. Baker said the Department of Public Health would be putting together guidelines for children aged 2 to 5. The facial coverings, Baker said, don't have to be proper masks, but can be T-shirts or bandanas, urging that people reserve medical-grade masks masks for frontline health care workers. The Berkshire Record has suspended publication indefinitely. That from an address by the Anthony and Donna Preisendorf family. They are the owners. The closing of the Record leaves South Berkshire County with only one traditional print newspaper, the Berkshire Eagle, which prints daily. In an email, the Preisendorf said, after publishing for 31 years, closing the Record was the hardest decision we ever made, but when the virus smothered local businesses, advertising dried up. The Region 1 Board of Education has accepted two bids for outside maintenance at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Green Acres Landscaping was awarded a three-year contract ending in June 2023 for snow plowing at a cost of $15,000. The price has been $14,000 for the past 6 years, according to business manager Sam Herrick, who made the recommendation. He also recommended rehiring Allendale Landscaping for mowing the grounds and athletic fields at a cost of $75,000, saying the other bid from Jefferson of Goshen was identical, but because Allendale is a local company and hires local crews, he suggested the contract be renewed for another 3 years. Taconic State Park in Copaic Falls, notice all parking and access to the falls in both New York and Massachusetts is closed indefinitely. No parking will be allowed on Route 344 Falls Road. Violators will be ticketed and or towed. The South Taconic Trail and other TSP trails will remain open. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen have a regular meeting that is coming up tonight at 5 p.m. at Salisbury Town Hall. The Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting tonight at 6:30 at the library. Of course, both those meetings will be available by Zoom. Go to their websites for more information. Same for Cornwall, Connecticut. Tonight, all government meetings are held remotely at 7:30. The Agricultural Advisory Committee is meeting. The Board of Selectmen meeting in North Canaan, that is set for tonight at 7 o'clock. Once again, that is going to have to be attended via remotely. The Falls Village Board of Education has a meeting at Lee H. Kellogg School tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Once again, that has to be remotely attended. The Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting coming up tomorrow at 6:30 via Zoom. The link is available on the town's website. In Cornwall, Connecticut, on Tuesday, once again, Zoom meetings or remotely attended, 7 o'clock Inland Wetlands and Watercourse, and 7:30 the Cornwall Board of Selectmen. There is an American Red Cross blood drive, an urgent need for blood, at Salisbury Congregational Church in the meeting hall on Wednesday, 12:30 till 6 p.m. To schedule an appointment, 1-800-733-2767 or online, redcrossblood.org. Use sponsor code Salisbury Congo. The Millerton Food Pantry Food Drive will be held May 6, 1 till 2 p.m. The Millerton Fire Company volunteers picking up bags. Village residents are asked to put bags of items at the end of their driveways by 1 p.m. Town residents, for more information, 518-592-1165. If your bag does not get picked up, call that number. Items needed for the food drive: canned fruit, canned vegetables, boxed macaroni and cheese, pasta, pasta sauce, rice, cereal, canned soup, tuna fish, canned chicken breast, peanut butter, jelly, mayonnaise, instant potatoes, beans, canned chili, and meats. The Kent Board of Education has a Kent School regular Board of Education meeting on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Once again, get the Zoom site from the website. Free grocery giveaway for families in need will happen on Friday from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. at 7710 South Main Street in Pine Plains at the Stewart Shop. You can pop your trunk, stay in the car, first come, first serve. You can learn more about community action partnerships, other programs, and resources at duchessop.org or 845-452-5104. In time for Mother's Day, in conjunction with the Millbrook Winery, there's a fundraiser to benefit the Sharon Daycare. Have wine delivered or shipped safely to your doorstep on Saturday, May 9th. A 3-bottle minimum order for delivery. Free deliveries will be made to addresses within 30 minutes of Sharon. Shipping fees will apply to all other orders, and delivery dates may vary. All wines are $15 a bottle. For more information or to order, 845-677-8383, extension 17. You have to order by Wednesday. Credit card orders only, please. Sharon's Memorial Day Parade and service has been canceled this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Members of the American Legion Post 126 will have a rifle salute at 11 a.m. on May 25th in remembrance of the American service personnel who lost their lives in a time of war. Some reminders for you. The Northeast Community Center Transportation Program continues to operate for seniors and families, but remember, they're transporting only one person per vehicle, and remind clients they are unable to let anybody with a contagious illness or signs of the virus access the service. Check online at necccmillerton.org. Also a reminder, due to the cancellation of the Lee H. Kellogg School Assigned to Dinner, the class is offering everybody who purchased tickets a refund. You can email panzer@kelloggschool.org and let them know how much was paid. If possible, include a picture of the tickets. Please contact them by May 15th. By the way, the 8th grade class will donate any unclaimed funds to the Falls Village Food Pantry. The Falls Village Scholarship Association accepting scholarship applications from any Falls Village senior graduating from a public or private high school. Applications must be planning to further education at a technical school, community college, university, or college in the fall of 2020. Completed applications must be received by June 3rd. Applications are available online at fallsvillagescholarships.org. Salisbury Family Services is providing emergency assistance to residents of the town of Salisbury who are experiencing financial difficulty. Help with food as well as financial assistance is available by contacting Patrice McGrath at 860-435-5187. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 23,723.69, down 622.03 on Friday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8604.95 and the S&P 500 at 2830.71. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.